Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My favorite part of the show, our view from Vegas, going down right now with Vegas runner, pro bettor, handicapper at thebigmoves.com. VR, how are you, my man?
Never better. How about those LSU Tigers? Came through, baby. They came through. Didn't even need that gift 7 points they were getting last week.
Yeah. How'd you do last week overall?
I ended up splitting on the show. We're through 10 weeks, 60 picks. I think we're at 63.5%. Can't complain, man. If you could hit 6 out of 10, that you're way ahead of the game. So it's been a good season so far, and I feel good about this weekend's games. I like a lot. It's hard to narrow down, but I think I put a couple good ones together for the listeners this week. I know the holidays are coming, so hopefully we could stay consistent.
VR, I wish I would have got in on the action on Joe Burrow winning the Heisman prior to the
season.
I know.
Yeah, you know, a guy selling a prop ticket, you know, he had put it on at 100-1. I don't know if you've seen on Twitter. And he's selling it. It wins like 30,000, and he's selling it for like 27 and taking offers. It's at 25, it may be a steal to put up 25,000 to make 5,000. I mean, you know, it's like laying minus 500 money line, but I think his true implied win probability is a lot higher than that. I think he's a lock to win. I thought it was last week. It was kind of correlated. If they win that game and he doesn't turn the ball over, you know, and it's not the defense that wins it or a running back that breaks for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns, he should get the Heisman if he beats Alabama. And that's exactly what he did in Alabama. Looking great. So I think it's well-deserved. I think that conversation should be over. 10 weeks in, 11 weeks in, I think Joe Burrow deserves the Heisman. Who else can you give it to?
Yeah, I'm with you. I also think that you got to finish the season there, too. So if you have a couple of bad games.
Of course. I'm saying right now he is a very prohibited favorite. I mean, I don't even think I'm sure that people will argue there's, you know, guys behind him and still some season to play. But for where we stand right now, I think he is a very significant favorite win it. It's hard to argue it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people are going to say Tua, or people are going to say Jalen Hurts, but look, the fact of the matter is it's an individual award, but it also is based off of team success, and Alabama's
exactly.
Got a loss,
and
so is Oklahoma.
And when it was time to get it done, he beat Tua, man. He beat him on the field. Sure, it's a team sport, but if you look at strength of schedule alone, it's not even an argument between who Alabama's played and who LSU has played. I mean, that was the argument coming into the game. Should Alabama be this high of a favorite considering they haven't been tested where LSU had been tested? So, you know, I think if you look at it from even that perspective, you've got to give the nod to Burrow. You know, I get it, but it's a different style of play. And if they don't even make the playoffs, I don't see it. I think it'll be robbery if he doesn't win it. I'm not sure what could happen in the next couple games for him not to deserve it. You know, I can't see him going out there and losing games for LSU. He hasn't needed to single-handedly win them either. But if he's not a Heisman favorite right now. Nobody is.
You got odds on him being the number one pick of the draft in April?
No, you know, they had numbers on that. They actually had odds on that earlier in the season, like before the season started, for who's going to go number one. I don't even know where he was on the list, to be honest with you. I don't remember. I'll try to see if I could find that because it had to be so low. I mean, I know his just the Heisman odds alone where he was. I mean, he opened 200-1 of February of last year. You know, and by October of this year, he was a 6-5 favorite before playing Alabama. So how far he has come in only 10, 11 weeks.
All right, let's get to your best picks in college football. Go ahead, VR.
All right, start off, you're going to be right in action on Friday night tomorrow. We're going to take Fresno State on the road against San Diego State. This is simply a case of San Diego State having a really weak strength of schedule, and that's the only reason you're looking at them as a 7-2 team. They are a phony, average about 15 points a game at home. I like Fresno to go in there on the road and win this game. They're minus one, so really shouldn't matter. The point spread doesn't matter. And then on Saturday, it's a correlated side and total. Missouri versus Florida. We're going to take Missouri plus 7 and also go over the total in that game there against Florida. I think this is a winnable game for Missouri. I get it. They're 5-4, but they play very well at home. They have not lost a game there all season. In fact, they score almost 2 touchdowns more at home. And more importantly, they allow 8 less points per game at home, only 11.6. And you're getting 7 points against a Florida team that's less than plus 1 point per game on the road. So for me, I think that's a lot of value on Missouri. And for them to cover this game, they're going to have to put up some points. And because they got shut out against Georgia, this total has been adjusted too low. Last year it was 59. The year before that, it was 61.5. Now it's down to 50.5. I'll go over. So we'll take Fresno tomorrow night at minus 1. And then Saturday, we'll roll it over with Missouri plus 7 and over 50.5.
In the NFL, before we get to your top three NFL picks, VR, this might be one that you'll talk about, but Saints and Buccaneers and the overs 50, over and under 50. I would think if you're going to touch this game, you would take the over.
I have a best bet on the side for it. But as far as the total goes, here's what I can tell you. Sharp money has come in on the under. They've gotten burned going under on Tampa Bay. I know now I think at least 7 straight weeks they've gone over the total. And it's so hard for them not to when they allow the kind of points that Tampa does. They allow 31 points per game. And then it's not like they don't have an offense. They have an offense that scores, you know, almost 30 points per game as well. So it's difficult for me to see why wise guys like the under like they do in this game. Again, the Saints can play some defense when they want to, and they were only held to 9 points against Atlanta, but we know that's a rarity. You know, the last time they were held to 13 points against Jacksonville, the following week they put up 36. When Dallas held them to 12 points, the following week they put up 31. So it's the kind of offense where if you slow them down 1 week, the next week they're going to come back and score. But again, the info I can share is that wise guys and you know, a group that got respect, because you see where this total is right now. And I can tell you, ticket-wise, the ticket count's going to be at least 7-8-1 in favor of the over. And yet, you know, this total opened 51.5, and it's down to as low as 49.5. So it's dropped 2 full points. And I doubt it's weather-related, because this one's in Tampa Bay. And, you know, it's 60 degrees, 65 degrees there at this time of year. So, again, wise guys like the under. So if you like the over, you're going to get an even better number than you would have before.
VR, I'm looking at some of these spreads. Then I'm also looking at the Oakland Raiders. By your estimations, by pro handicappers, are the Raiders legit?
I don't know, man. Here's the problem with the Raiders is coming into the season, I didn't think they were going to exceed their season win total because it was double what they did last year. And I know they had the injuries last year, but they had to improve by 100%. And that's just so hard to do from one season to the next in the NFL. It rarely happens where you double your win total. And yet that's what they're doing. And more importantly, you're looking at a team that they're going to be favored to win a couple ball games. I mean, look who's coming to town. Tennessee, Jacksonville, they play the Jets. Look, they have Cincinnati this week. Other than that road game at Kansas City at the beginning of December, this team could very easily be favored to win the rest of their games. So I don't believe it's for real, to be honest with you. The offense looks great. I mean, they're balanced. They run and throw the ball, which is really impressive. And I think that's why they have a lot of success. If you could be balanced in today's NFL and run successfully like Oakland does, you know, you're going to – and not turn the ball over. They haven't been turning the ball over, which is huge. I mean, they've gone three straight weeks without a turnover. And, again, that you're going to regress to the mean, especially Oakland, for them not to be turning the ball over. They don't play a disciplined style of football. So I wouldn't buy it, but it's exciting. I mean, especially here in Las Vegas, because we're building them this most beautiful stadium. Yeah. So we're hoping that by the time they get here, they're as competitive as can be. I mean, you can't bet Cincinnati on Sunday, but I'm not in no rush to lay points that many points with Oakland.
VR, give me your top picks in the NFL.
All right, start off tonight. We're going to go with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, the 3-6 Cleveland Browns laying points against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know Pittsburgh's had a lot of success in Cleveland, but those are different teams. And as well as Rudolph's been playing, I think he's going to have some problems against this Cleveland defense that's played pretty well, man. So for me, I think this is a huge kind of must win. I hate to say that and put teams in that position, but it pretty much is. This is more or less Cleveland Super Bowl on prime time against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's had some good luck. I mean, look, the last couple games they won, four straight wins, impressive, but all of them were by one possession, except that win against Miami, who can't beat Miami, even though they've been covering games. So I'll lay the three with Cleveland tonight. They're only minus 150 on the money line. I think that's even more value there to take Cleveland. So I'm on the Browns tonight. And then Sunday, I'm going to fade the New Orleans Saints, and I took the +6 on Tampa Bay. Listen, I'm a huge fan of the Saints. You know that. I have a season win total over. I have some futures on them, and I think I'm in a good position to cash some of those. But the point, again, the point spread's always the great equalizer, and this is just too many points to be given on the road, I think, to this Tampa Bay team, which has shown they can play tough against New Orleans at times. So I'll take the points. I mean, listen, New Orleans beat them by a touchdown just, what, a couple weeks ago, and they were three-point favorites there at home, and now they're given 6 on the road. I'm going to take Tampa +6. And finally, on Monday night, let's go Chargers, man. Kansas City's got no business giving 4 points. This isn't a home game for anyone. It's in Mexico City, but that doesn't matter because Chargers don't have any home field advantage. They have 0 points is what their home field advantage is worth. So it's actually a good thing they're not playing at home. And again, I think this Kansas City team, very overvalued. With Mahomes coming back, you're paying a premium for that. And you saw against Tennessee, man, this team, they're going to keep that back door open the entire game because they can't play defense. So I'll take the Chargers +4 as well. So that's Cleveland tonight, Tampa on Sunday, Chargers on Monday. We got tomorrow, Fresno. I got you in action from today through Monday night. So hopefully we cash some tickets.
VR, how do pro bettors and handicappers feel about the 49ers?
They're legit. Listen, the San Francisco 49ers are probably the best team in the NFC when you stop and think about it. With the Saints, you know, who would you really make favored over San Francisco. Sure, they lost that game against Seattle, but we know odds makers aren't going to over-adjust their power ratings based on one result of losing one game. So you have to take that into consideration going in that, yes, San Francisco lost to Seattle, but they were also 6-point favorites in that game. So it shows you the respect that odds makers give this San Francisco team because Seattle's no slouch. But I think New Orleans is the only team in the NFC that I could see favored over them. I don't think the Rams would be favored over them. I don't think Minnesota would be favored over them. The AFC teams would. I think both New England and Baltimore would be favored over San Francisco right now. But they're legit. They really are. They're not an undefeated team, but they haven't had it easy either. Their schedule hasn't been the easiest, so I'm impressed with San Francisco.
Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. That wraps up our view from Vegas. Hit him up on Twitter, @Greek_gambler. Also check him out at thebigmoves.com. VR, always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy the games and make some money this weekend.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.